The Gospel of John, Chapter 2. The Wedding at Cana. 3 days later, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus was also invited to the wedding with his disciples. When all the wine provided for the celebration had been served, and they had run out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus replied, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." However, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby were 6 stone water jars, set there for ritual washing as practiced by the Jews. Each jar could hold 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. Then Jesus said, "Now, draw some out and take it to the steward." So they did. The steward tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing from where it had come, for only the servants who had drawn the water knew. Immediately he called the bridegroom and said, "Everyone serves the best wine first, and when people have drunk enough, he serves that which is ordinary. But you have kept the best wine until the end." This miraculous sign was the first, and Jesus performed it at Cana in Galilee. In this way he showed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. Jesus clears the temple. As the Passover of the Jews was at hand, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple court, he found merchants selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple court, together with the oxen and sheep. He knocked over the tables of the money changers, scattering the coins, and ordered the people selling doves, "Take all this away, and stop making a marketplace of my Father's house." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house devours me like fire." The Jews then questioned Jesus, "Where are the miraculous signs which give you the right to do this?" And Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then replied, "The building of this temple has already taken 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" Actually, Jesus was referring to the temple of his body. Only when he had risen from the dead did his disciples remember these words. Then they believed both the scripture and the words Jesus had spoken. Jesus stayed in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, and many believed in his name when they saw the miraculous signs he performed. But Jesus did not trust himself to them, because he knew all of them. He had no need of evidence about anyone, for he himself knew what there was in each one.